Well, thank you. It sure is a blessing to be able to get together and to make the best of a situation. I'm going to have to stay with the mic here a little bit here. So making the best of a situation is just, I've seen a lot of people doing a lot of different things over this whole COVID thing, and just making the best of a situation that is less than ideal. And I thought about the picture I saw this week, I think it was, where a guy had a bald spot similar to mine. And he had drawn a stick figure pushing a lawnmower around. He had to tell me. So you make the best of the situation, right? We do what we can to try and to continue to maintain some kind of sanity throughout this whole thing. So it seems like the theme this morning is on the whole, the thought, and I didn't know what the lesson was this morning when I prepared the message, but it also is in John 8. And so it seems like the word that God wants to get out to us today is that it's a whole lot more than the physical. It's a whole lot more than what is physically going on. And I just, you know, we had, yesterday we celebrated Independence Day, and I appreciate, I enjoy living in this country and the freedoms that we experience, the freedoms that we can enjoy. I love it. I partake of it. I like living in this country. And so there's no, in anything that I say, don't misunderstand what I say, that Independence Day, is there ever a day in a Christian's life that is independent? Is there ever a day in a Christian's life that is independent? It's not. We are always dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are always dependent on God. And if we're depending on anything other than that, then we're missing it. So I was challenged again as we thought about and celebrated Independence Day and recognizing that our forefathers did some drastic things to, for all, most of us sitting here today, we're here because there was a move to experience religious freedom. And so that's what got us here today, and so that's one of the things that I am grateful for, that our forefathers took the opportunity to do that. I don't know what God's calling us to. I do not know what God is. I do not know what the future holds, and none of us do. And so, as we look at the future, as we look at going forward into this here unknown, we had better be walking in the light that God has given us. And that is fixed on the freedom that we experience in Jesus Christ. And so I titled the message this morning, Free Indeed. And you can turn with me to John chapter 8, starting at verse 31, or might start at verse 30, because it has to do with that. So John chapter 8, verse 30, it says this, as he spoke these words, many believed. And I'm not going to take time to share the words that he spoke, but as he spoke these words, many believed. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, and you are my disciples indeed. Let me start over. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Then Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. And verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Son makes you free, when Jesus Christ makes you free, you will be free indeed. There is nothing that can bind you. There is nothing that binds you. When the Son makes you free, you can be free indeed. And he says in there, in abiding in his word, I have a beautiful place to sit on the deck. And this week one morning, we've been there 23 years and never seen a squirrel on our property. And this week, there was a squirrel on our deck. And he was eating, okay, so the deck has a rail around it, and up off the rail I fasten a bird feeder on a, like a hoop type thing that hangs there. We can watch it from the dining room table and from the inside there. So the bird feeder hangs above the rail. The squirrel was down on the deck and he was picking up the seeds that had fallen from the bird feeder. And I watched this for a while. I was kind of amused that the squirrel was kind of a scrawny looking thing. His tail wasn't very nice. You know, you could just imagine if you take the hair off the tail, you got a rat. But anyway, it was picking up these seeds, and after a while, some blue jays have taken this feeder to be their property. Okay, so here come the blue jays, two of them, and they're sitting on the rail, and they're fussing at the squirrel, and the squirrel is sitting there just eating its whatever it was picking up off the floor there. But as I thought about this whole scenario, I thought about the blue jays sitting up there on the rail, fussing at the squirrel, and the blue jays completely missed the food that God had provided for them. I put it there, but I like to think that God inspired me to do that for the birds, okay? But it's the food that is there that God had given them. They were sitting right underneath the feeder, fussing at the squirrel, whom they believed did not belong there or was not in his right place. So they spend their time fussing at the squirrel and never ate of the feeder, of the food that was there for them. Now, were those blue jays free? Yes, they were free indeed. They could go to the feeder, they could fly away, they were as free as you could possibly get. But they were in bondage to the squirrel that was sitting there that they thought shouldn't be there and was not at its right place. So they fussed at the squirrel and did not partake of the food. And I wondered, am I truly free indeed? Am I truly free indeed? Or am I spending my time when God has provided his word? He says, he that abides in my word, he is the one that will know the truth, and the truth will set him free. So am I abiding in his word, or am I fussing at the squirrel? And you can put it wherever you want to. You can put it in the things that are going on. You can put it to the governor. You can put it to whatever. Am I busy fussing about what is going on and missing the food that God wants to give me? And I know that I can let you with that message this morning. I have a few more thoughts I want to share with that. Though the jays were free, they were not free indeed. Though they were free, they were not free indeed. We are not truly free until we are free in spirit. Even when we are physically in shackles, we can be free indeed. Even when we are physically in shackles, when they have chained us, when they have taken away all our freedom. And everyone here this morning wants to be free. I know that. I've experienced that. We want to be free to come and go as we please. We want to be free to not wear a mask when we go shopping. We want to be free to have church and have it the way we always do. We want to be free. All of us want to be free. But when we come to this place where we are physically hindered from our physical freedom, if we are physically hindered from that freedom, then I wonder, are we still truly free indeed? Are we still truly free indeed? Let me quote Dorothy Sayers says this. The divine scheme of things, as Christianity understands it, you'll have to stay with me here, is at once extremely elastic and extremely rigid. Let me start again. The divine scheme of things, as Christianity understands it, is at once extremely elastic and yet extremely rigid. It is elastic in that it includes a large measure of liberty for the creature. So we understand that. Christianity includes a large measure of freedom, of liberty for the creature. But it is rigid that it includes that however created beings choose to behave, they must accept responsibility of their own actions and endure the consequences. That's the rigidity of it. So Christianity is liberal And yet there is the firm, rigid understanding that we are accountable and we will be held accountable for our actions, and we endure the consequences. So I go back to again on, are you free indeed? Are you free indeed? Because I believe that one of the things that happens is if we don't recognize, if we don't embrace, if we don't hold on to where our freedom is, then after a while, there's going to be consequences. We don't stay in the Word. We don't stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the consequences are, after a while, we're fearful. After a while, we're angry. There was a shooting in Eric and Jamie's development last night, just a block or so up from them. Four men shot. I don't know if they were killed. Don't know the whole story. Actually, it was this morning. It was early Sunday morning. So there was a dispute. The way I understand the story, there was a dispute arose between some people, and four people were shot. So how do we get to that place when we are truly free indeed in Jesus Christ? How do we get to that place? If I am abiding, and the wind changed my chapter, so maybe it's something else I'm supposed to say. If we are abiding, he says in verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide, and I had to look at that word abide. What is abiding? What does it mean to abide in the Word? What does it mean to abide in my Word? He says, you are my disciples indeed. If you abide in my Word, stay there. If you are fixed there, if it is the place, the source, where you go to get your strength, to get encouragement, to get the direction for life, if you are abiding in my Word, then you're my disciples. Then you're my disciples. And he goes on in verse 32 and he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But where does this knowing of the truth start? It starts by abiding in his Word. Abiding in the Word. So if we are not abiding in the Word of God, then we are not indeed free. Because that's where freedom starts. It starts in the Word of God, and that's where we are made free when we understand that. Another quote that I have from Dorothy Sayers is this. The trouble is that everybody sneers at restrictions and demands freedom until something annoying happens. Then they demand angrily, what has become of discipline? Doesn't that sound so much like people? Let me read it again for you. The trouble is that everybody sneers at restrictions and demands freedom until something annoying happens. Then they demand angrily, what has become of discipline? Why aren't these people being disciplined? Well, they're free. That's why they're not being disciplined. If freedom is what we want it to be. So, looking at verse 32, it says, and you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. It's not you might know the truth, or perhaps you'll know the truth. It says you shall know the truth if you abide in his Word. So I ask the question, why are we wondering what the truth is? If the truth is found in the Word of God, then that is where we need to go to. And stop fussing and missing the food that God has placed there for us. God has placed it there for us to feast on. But we're busy fussing. So we don't partake of it. And we go away hungry. To see the end, the Blue Jays had the ability. They had the opportunity. And there's another one. I was thinking. Let's see if I... Before I go there. Let me read a song wrote by Wayne Watson. And this kind of tells my age. Wayne Watson. I see some of you sitting here looking blank because you never heard of Wayne Watson. But Wayne Watson wrote this song when the Berlin Wall was taken down. When the Berlin Wall came down. And I'm just going to read some of the phrases out of it. It says, you can walk across the walls are breaking down. You can walk across the border tonight, unafraid to cross the line. breathe the fresh air and kiss the free ground. Leave your dark shadows behind. What will you do with your new liberation? Open your heart to the God of creation. And here's the course. That 1 John 4, 1-3 says this, and you're going to say, Luke, why are you reading this? But let me explain. 1 John 4, 1-3 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. So we ask these questions. Why is this happening? Why is this stuff happening? What is going on? Well, it seems pretty clear that Jesus predicted that this was what was going to happen. The Word of God is written in many places. There are scriptures that pertain to that. We have had it good as it relates to freedom. We have had freedom, and I personally have taken it for granted. But when we start to find ourselves, when those freedoms are starting to be removed, wearing a mask, it's taking a freedom, yeah, but there's a lot worse out there. You know what I'm saying? But okay, so I say this, that what we're experiencing, if we get caught up in it, if we get caught up in the angst of it, then are we truly free? No. And you know it, and I know it. The times that I sit down and I start to think too much, internalize, and start to spend too much time trying to figure out what the media is saying or what the law really is, I'm not free anymore. I find myself not being free in my spirit. So I ask you this morning again, are you truly free? Jesus predicted that this would come in the world. There would be spirits that would not honor him. See, the enemy of our souls wants us to be in bondage. The enemy of our souls does not want us to be free indeed. The enemy of our souls will do anything. He has to keep you believing that you can't do it. He has to keep you from knowing the truth. It says here that in John 8, that if you abide in me, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Know that, and you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and it will set you free. But the enemy does not want you to know the truth. He wants to keep you in bondage. He wants to keep you with anxiety. He wants to control you with fear. And so we are not free, indeed, when we are controlled by the fear that the enemy places in our lives. The enemy wants us to be swept along without direction. The enemy wants us to be swept. And trust me, if you're trying to find direction or make sense out of what's going on, you're being swept along without direction. You're being swept along without direction. So are you free indeed this morning? Are you free indeed? Another thing the enemy does is in this whole, that I find in this scripture, is that in knowing the truth will set you free. The enemy wants to blur the lines between what is false and what is true. Satan wants to blur the lines between what is false and what is true. And there is the lack of knowledge of Scripture. People are not equipped with the truth of God's Word, so we don't know. If you're trying to muddle through life without leaning on the Word of God, you do not know the truth. And the truth cannot set you free. It is in Jesus and in Him alone. So sin enslaves us in a couple of ways. And I use the word sin because going back to not abiding, he says that if you abide in me, my word, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. So the only path to freedom, the only way to freedom, the only way to be free indeed is in abiding in his word. Christ died for us. He redeemed us. He went to the cross for us. He gave his life for us. Why? So that we could be free from the bondage of sin. Amen. And it is only found in him alone. So going back to the Blue Jays came to the feeder because they were hungry, right? They came to the feeder to get something to eat. So they came, they had a desire to come and get the food from the feeder. They had the desire. And so I ask you this morning, do you have the desire? And are you free if you only have the desire? It is a part of freedom. It's a part of the freedom. If I have the desire to get into the Word of God, if I have a desire for Jesus, that's part of freedom, but it's not in its entirety. So the Blue Jays had the desire to come, and then they came and they sat on the rail there fussing at the squirrel. They had the ability to jump up on the feeder and eat the food. So they had the desire and they had the ability, but they fussed at the squirrel. They had the opportunity. There was an opportunity provided for them. If the food wouldn't have been there, they would not have had opportunity to even eat. So they had the desire, the ability, the opportunity to eat. But they sat there and fussed at the squirrel. And if they sit there and fuss at the squirrel the rest of their life without eating the food, guess what happens? Death. They die. So in our walk with the Lord, you are no more free. You are free. There is nothing restricting you. You're free. You're falling free. It's as free as you can get. But little be known to you, the parachute is defective. So, was I free indeed? No, because the end is certain death. And there are many people today who are free-falling with sex, free-falling with drugs, free-falling with hatred and bitterness. And the end is certain destruction. So are they free indeed? If we are fearful, we're free falling. Because we have chosen a different way. And so this morning, I ask you again, are you free indeed? Are you free indeed? Because there's only one way to be free. There's only one way to be free indeed. And it's written in this scripture. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I find it interesting in verse 33. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage. What are you talking about? I've never been in bondage. I'm bitter. I'm doing drugs. I'm doing alcohol. It's a pleasure for the time. I'm free to do it. What are you talking about? That I'm in bondage. We've never been in bondage to anyone. And then he goes on and says, you will be made free. How do these, and they say it, they ask him, how do you say that? How do you say that I'll be made free? When I'm already doing what I want to do. And there's no restrictions. Marriage doesn't stop me from doing what I want to do. I'm free. I'm free. And then Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. A slave doesn't abide in the house forever. The son abides in the house forever. And the thing I want to leave with you this morning, we are sons of the living God. Amen? We do not need to live in fear. We do not need to live in the bondage of whatever this world is trying to throw at us. We do not need to live in that bondage. We can be free indeed because we are sons of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are sons of the living God. We're not adopted. We're not slaves. He has made us his children. And we are free indeed. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have your freedom, physical freedoms taken away. It has nothing to do with that. I drove past a barn, and I told this story some years ago. This happened quite a while back. But I drove past a barn, and there was a horse with his head sticking out the window. So horses have a relatively long neck, so his head was outside the building, okay? He was inside the building, but his head was out, and he was chewing whatever hay he had. He was happy he was free, even though he was restricted in body. He was free. And I ask you this morning, is your head inside the stable or is it outside the stable? Is your head inside the stable or is it outside? Because when you stick your head out, when you stick your head out and the light of God can shine on you, it don't matter how much you're restricted on the rest of you. You see what I'm saying? When your spirit is free, you are free indeed. When your spirit is free, you are free indeed. And I call you to that freedom this morning. Don't let this world snuff out your freedom. Do not let this world, do not let this culture, do not let this government, if you will, take your freedom. Please, do not let them take your freedom. I'm not telling you to get a gun and fight. I'm telling you to get in the Word and abide in the Word, because there it is where you will find freedom. It is there you will find freedom. I promise you this morning. So if you're struggling with that freedom, if you don't know for sure, even the first place that it starts is you need to be born again. You need to be washed in the blood. You are not free if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you're still in bondage. And the end of it is destruction. The end is death. The end is death. You might be free-falling, you're free, but your parachute's not going to open. The only parachute, the only hope that we have in this free-fall is Jesus. Stay there. Stay with Him. Stay fixed on Him, and He will give you life and life. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, for Your holiness. And I pray that again this morning as we take this here time to fellowship and worship together, Lord, we are so grateful for the opportunity that we had today. I pray for next Sunday and the next and the next. Lord, I pray this morning that if there's anyone here that is not free, is not free indeed, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would release Your Spirit to speak into the heart and mind of all those that are listening this morning. God, I pray that the freedom that You have for us would be able to be experienced by everyone who is following You. Lord, You said that we are Your disciples if we abide in Your Word. And we know that Your Word says that there is only one way to salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, this morning, we give You all the honor, we give You all the glory, and we give You all the praise, because You alone are worthy, and there is none like You. Father, I pray that for each one here this morning, and again for those that are listening, Lord, that this week would be a good week that is free, no matter what happens. Lord, we realize that things come our way that make it difficult, and I understand that. And I don't want it taken lightly, but I understand also, Lord, that Your Scripture, Your Word is true, that if we are free in You, we are free indeed. And so it's that promise that I claim for this fellowship this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.